The Crow Applegate Lorain community takes pride in its music program, which they are quick to point out was never cut through the economic downturn. CAL is a two-school district southwest of Eugene. It's an agricultural region of farms and vineyards. About 260 kids attend, or around 20 per grade. Aaron Brown is the superintendent, as well as the elementary school principal. He's worked in other districts as well.
Out of my 29 years, I would probably say 25 of those years we've been cutting.
Brown mentions Measure 5 and the No Child Left Behind Act, which he thinks caused an overemphasis on math and reading. It's not been easy, but Crow Applegate Lorain kept its band program and has since added many class options, from Spanish and French to welding and survival skills. Doug Perry is on the school board.
I think we have 24 electives slated next year.
Several factors allow them to provide broad choice while maintaining strong academics. Foremost is leadership with a clear goal in mind. Superintendent Brown thinks a wide range of programs is more likely to inspire and graduate a greater number of kids.
I have to credit my board with that because they have that vision too. They have made the decisions to keep many of the arts and the other extracurricular activities in place, and that's been, a conscious choice.
During an arts fundraiser at Crow High School, I asked board member Perry whether he's seen the school's needs change in the 6 years he's been involved.
Oh, absolutely. Funding's a huge issue, especially for a small rural school where a shortfall of $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 can be made up rather quickly in a larger district. It means something to us. It means a class. It means supplies. It could mean a staff person.
He says that's why events like this Booster Club night are important. Brown also credits the volunteers in the club, which traditionally raises funds for things including sports and field trips. Lately, he admits, they help buy pencils and paper.
Some more of the basic needs rather than what the additionals were in the past, back in the 70s and 80s, where they really provided above and beyond. Now they're just helping to keep us going.
Diana Lassen helped organize the benefit. I find her at the hors d'oeuvre table.
I grew up in a time where we had it good. The timber industry was thriving and schools were feeling great. It's not that way anymore. So we have to do more as a community to support some of these things that are easy to cut, music and band and PE.
She says the goal for tonight is new theater curtains. They cost around $7,000. Lassen's here even though her son graduated. She no longer has a direct connection to the school. That's true of several people here, including grandparents and staff from out of town. Superintendent Brown says the community recently stepped up in another way.
We did just pass a bond, so we're really excited about that. So we're going to see some new remodeling of the facilities and new additions, such as the STEM wing.
The $4 million measure passed last fall will be matched by state funds. It'll pay for new doors and main offices for safety and accessibility, as well as the science, tech, and math rooms at the middle and high school. Nationally, several mega donations to public schools have made the news. The W.K. Kellogg Foundation recently gave over $50 million to Battle Creek, Michigan schools. Although not on the same scale, small districts do benefit from big one-time gifts.
A few years ago in our music department, we had equipment that was not in good shape, and we had a large number of students come out. Well, we had some pretty large donations come in that help our music instructor be able to repair those.
Brown says they also rely on grants. Because they can't afford to pay staff to apply for them, grants sometimes happen through Lane ESD. With the physics teacher, Crow Arts teacher Tina Dworkowski secured funds for a STEAM project. That's STEM plus arts. It's centered around skateboards.
We got a grant from Morgan Country Fair to buy the wheels and trucks, and they're going to come out and show us how to put on grip tape. And we made all these like old school molds, and so then we're going to go skate on them.
Dworkowski is a dynamo of energy and ideas. She praises a recent graduate who came back to teach a computer illustration program.
She found out that this is what she loved to do, which is graphic design, right here in high school.
She also teaches ceramics and photography and plans to initiate a tiny woodshop project. The idea is to build a portable shop and have Crow students teach woodworking skills to disadvantaged youth in the Eugene area. The main goal for the night was the $7,000 curtains. The total take was $3,300. Linda Lay, the Booster Club president, says they're debating how to raise more money. there's a limit to how far schools can stretch their dwindling funding. Crow Applegate Lorain loses students each year, meaning another annual budget cut from the state. For the time being, the combination of energetic individuals, leaders with a vision, and creative fundraising keeps this school district going. From Crow High School, this is Karen Richards for KLCC.